Thank you, Chair. Ireland welcomes the opportunity to address the important issue of emerging issues of concern to the Convention. We had welcomed it being allocated its own separate agenda item during the CCW meeting by you, Chair, and we were deeply disappointed to see it removed and relegated to AOB. We believe that the consideration of emerging concerns allows this Convention to retain its responsiveness to current events, thus permitting us as states parties to react to new technologies and their implications in a very timely way, or to re-examine the evolving manner in which existing weapon systems are being used, while assessing if such uses contravene international humanitarian law. In this vein, Ireland regards the increasing use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas as one of the most serious challenges facing the international community and the implementation of IHL today. After decades of unprecedented urbanization in many parts of the world, armed conflicts are increasingly being fought in urban areas with consequential adverse impacts on civilian populations, particularly in prolonged conflicts. We know that 90% of victims are civilians, a very shocking statistic. Ireland is gravely concerned by the escalating civilian casualty rates, the resulting forced displacement of populations, the damage to essential services, and the loss of skilled workers, disproportionate gender impacts, and damage to infrastructure caused by prolonged warfare in urban areas. And in particular, Ireland is concerned at the harm arising from the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects. Reports of serious humanitarian harm from the use of such weapons have been substantiated in many conflicts, with the greatest harm being reported from the Syrian and Yemeni conflicts. Furthermore, evidence of the long-term negative impact of the use of such weapons on the recovery and development of affected communities is overwhelming. The destruction of schools, hospitals, homes, electrical grids, and water infrastructure fundamentally undermines the capacity of societies to function normally and to provide adequate supports to affected populations. Such massive infrastructural destruction also undermines international efforts to support the sustainable development goals. From our perspective, there is nothing more powerful than the testimonies of the victims and of the survivors. Their voices and experiences must be heard and must be taken into account if we are to make the right decisions as policymakers. For this reason, Ireland has partnered with civil society organisations such as Handicap International in order to empower and give voice to those affected by this armed violence. Last year, Ireland supported Handicap International's creation of a handbook on victim assistance in the context of the use of EWIPA, which provided valuable recommendations for a future political declaration and examined how the issue of victim assistance might best be addressed. We regard this proactive inclusion of survivors and those who have been directly affected by conflict as an essential contribution to our work on EWIPA. This year, Ireland has supported Handicap International in its exploration of the impact that EWIPA is having on forced displacement of Syrian refugees, focusing on the specific risks to which women and girls are exposed to following multiple forced displacement caused by the illegitimate use of these weapons. Ireland would welcome further discussion on the immediate, secondary and tertiary effects of these weapons, on their gendered impact, and on an understanding of what constitutes protected civilian objects during an armed conflict, including in the context of the CCW. We welcome the working papers submitted by Belgium, Germany and Netherlands on the use of a WIPA. We are encouraged by the increased engagement on this issue. We hope to see this issue, namely emerging concerns, being given appropriate importance at upcoming meetings of this august body. We welcome, in this context, Germany's initiative to convene an expert meeting in 2018, and we look forward to hearing more about this in due course. Finally, Ireland urges states to make urgent and substantive progress toward a political declaration, reaffirming states' commitments to only use explosive weapons in full compliance with international humanitarian law, in particular with Articles 51 to 57 of Additional Protocol 1 of 1977 to the Geneva Conventions of 1949. Thank you, Chair.